What it do, it's your boy LK Hodge.
It's your boy D Ward.
And we're back here with Mental Stimulation, the podcast.
One more time for the one time.
I think we should have an intro. Like, I think
we should. Maybe next episode.
An intro should go right after there. We're back here with the Mental Stimulation podcast. And then some type of intro right there. And then we just get into the show. Well, as I said, we're back here with another podcast. It's been a while since we last saw each other. It's been about like, what, 2 weeks?
It's only been 2 weeks. I mean, it's not that long, but it's been a while. It's been a while.
Considering the fact that we worked at the same employment place.
That is, yeah.
That's a long ass time. Yeah. So let's just start with some updates. What's been going on in your life? What's been going on in my life?
I'm actually in the entrepreneur, you know, part of my life now, you know, not full time, but part time. After leaving the school board, it's been a huge turnaround for me. I do Uber Eats now. I still work for the city of Fort Lauderdale. But now I actually have more time to work on my podcast, on, you know, voiceover things like that. So I'm really enjoying this time that I have. But it's definitely more on the productive side of things than it was before. At first, I was just busy. But now I'm productive. I can feel the difference.
So you're productively busy.
Yeah, basically. Productive, if that makes sense.
You're busily productive, productively busy. I think it all boils down to the same thing.
But yeah, but it's, you know, Uber Eats is a wild place. It's dangerous. I wouldn't recommend it for everyone. It ain't for everybody. If you're not a good driver, don't do Uber Eats. I hit 2 cars a day. And then I got into a previous accident like a week ago? Yeah, I think that was like last Friday.
Last week you mentioned it. Yeah,
it's crazy, you know. I don't like driving, so that's why I probably end up hitting all these people's cars, but I got to do something. I got to make my money.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the accident, because I still didn't hear the story about what happened and how it happened. Let me tell you.
So this is what happened. I'm turning on commercial and
I think you said federal.
Federal. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was federal and commercial. I'm about to make a right turn. There's a guy in front of me, apparently, as I'm making this right turn, but I'm paying attention to the traffic on my left. When I turn to the right, I'm creeping up slowly. So I'm not looking, and I just end up bumping this man's car. Not hitting, but bumping. Once I get out the car, he comes out fussing, like just having a whole, it was just a whole thing. I just got this car, and like some old white guy. And I was like, all right. So I was like, let's pull over to this Bank of America. All right. So we're not blocking up the intersection, so we can get out the way. He's still fussing as he getting in his car. As we're making the right turn on commercial to turn into the Bank of America, I had the perfect opportunity to leave the situation. He was not going to catch me. But, you know, I'm the type of person, I like to do the right thing. And I feel like karma is a bad bitch. She's undefeated. I don't want nobody hitting me and keep going. So as we get to Bank of America, we park. And he's asking me for my insurance. And I was like, I will gladly provide that for you when the police get here. Know your rights, people. All right. That man was not the law. I'm not giving you my information. You're not the law. When the law gets here, I will give my information. We're sitting there waiting for about 2 hours for the police to come. Mind you, I'm doing Uber Eats. And I just had a delivery that like pinged to my phone at the time. So I couldn't even take the delivery because I got to pull over. For my mistake. It was my mistake. So the whole time I'm sitting there for these 2 hours waiting on the police, I had some time to reflect on myself. And I just started thinking, you know, my energy or my presence was very important to that moment. Because as this man was getting out talking and yelling and stuff, I could have did the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I remained calm. I don't want to invest my energy into that. Right. Keyword, invest your energy. I don't want to invest my energy into something, especially a situation I have no control over. Yes, sir, I hit your car. Yes, there's a scratch.
Was the scratch even big? Like, was it a big scratch?
It was not a big scratch. I mean, his bumper in the back was slightly out of place. Mm-hmm. That was it. That's why I was like, I literally could have drove away.
And what about your bumper? How was your
bumper? My bumper is fine.
Did it have any scratches?
No. Nothing. I mean, my car got scratches, but, you know, shit happens. Whatever. But, you know, just being in that moment, I was like, this guy's really upset, you know, over a scratch. And, you know, I heard like 5 sirens within that 2 hours waiting for the police. And I'm like, this man tripping over a car, I could have scratched your ass, sir. Could have scratched your whole life. You know, we could have lost a life today, but you out here tripping because you got a scratch on your car.
Well, it's a good thing that you didn't leave the situation.
Of course.
Because that's a whole nother story.
Who knows what could have happened? Exactly.
Not even only that, who knows what could have happened? Like, that happened to me before.
I remember that happened to you. I remember that. Right on 56.
Long story short, because I don't want to get into all of that, but long story short, when I was fresh out of high school, it was 2010. I remember it was Memorial Day 2010. I went to the store for my sister, who I hate when she always start cooking something. And if she's listening, I'm going to say it on this podcast. I hate when she's always cooking and she forgets to get something at the store and she wants to send me to get it. That's like one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, if you know you're going to cook, make sure you have all the materials you need so that you can refrain from sending someone else when you can't go because you have the stove on or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the store to go get something for her. I forgot exactly what it was. But on my way leaving the plaza, I realized I was in the wrong lane. Like, I was supposed to be in the lane to go straight. However, I was in the left turning lane. And it was a car that was kind of beside me, but like, it was kind of in my lane at the same time. So I'm reversing back, trying to get to the right lane. And as I'm reversing, I hit the person's car. And I wouldn't even say I hit it. I more so scratched it. It rubbed against my sister's car. And like I said, I was young. I was 18. I didn't think anything was wrong with the car. I looked over, I didn't see nothing on the car, so I just politely drove away, and they followed me home, and it was a big old commotion outside
that.
My place.
I had
place.
To come and reinforce.
You came?
I did come to your house that day.
I didn't remember. I think I do remember. I don't remember, but I think I do. I don't know. But yeah, so they came, they followed me home, and they called the police. The police came, and yeah, the police officer was trying to be all big and bad. I don't know how law enforcement works. I just feel like when law enforcement shows up on a scene, I think they're trained to act like they're big and bad. Because anytime I dealt with law enforcement, it was nothing major. I never had no major situation with law enforcement. Every time they come up on a scene, they always try to be big and bad. And then as the time go by, they start to soften up. So he came up, oh, I can take you to jail right now. You did a crime, da 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 da. All this other shit. And yeah, he gave me two tickets.
They thought I was scared straight. That's what it was.
He gave me two tickets. And one of them was for improper backing. And the other one was for leaving the scene of an accident. And everything came up to, like, when all that was said and done, because I didn't have a fee on the ticket, because of course it was a crime per se. And instead of giving me an amount to pay for a ticket, they gave me a court date. So we had to get a lawyer. And then from there, I was given a $686 court fee. So everything in total with the lawyer, the repairs of the car, which it wasn't that much of a damage, it was just scratched on the car. But the lawyer, the car repair, and the court fees all came up to $1,000-something.
Did you ever pay all that off?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. They gave me a payment plan. I was on a payment plan for about a year and a half, paying $40 a month to cover the cost of the court fee. And yeah, I learned from my mistake. I'm listed.
That's a huge mistake. That's $1,000 worth of mistake.
I'm listed as a traffic criminal. Like,
that's
I don't
an
know
expensive
how to put
mistake.
It. I'm a former traffic criminal. I'm not gonna say I'm a former traffic criminal according to the state of Florida.
Well, you know, Florida has a no fault law, so
yeah.
In my situation, since I stopped responsibly, I didn't receive a ticket. But I kind of did hit and run today. When I told you about those two accidents I had, yeah, I did a hit and run. I hit this truck in a parking lot trying to back out. The parking lot was narrow. It wasn't my fault. So, yeah. So,
be careful. Yeah. The feds are listening.
It's okay. They don't know.
Well, like I said, I learned from that. I haven't been in an accident since then, so.
Yes. Learn something today, people. Learn to be responsible. Learn your rights. And remember, you don't need to react to a problem because the problem is always going to be there. What's important is how you react.
Amen, amen. Let me give you an update about me. I am excited about this new mentoring program I'm going to be the lead of. It's pretty much a mentoring program dealing with teens and even kids that's younger than teenage. Pretty much a role models mentoring program where they do community service things. We go on tours such as prison tours, jail tours. And they have the opportunity to serve as leaders. So that's something I'm excited about. So yeah, that's something I'm excited about. Any other updates?
Nah, that's it. That's all I got going on.
Well, my last update, I finally built the courage to cut my hair off. I am officially bald-headed.
Looks great.
I have a bald
head. It's hilarious, but it's great.
I have a bald head. I've been hearing it for years and some time now. Oh, you should cut your hair bald. You should do this. You should do that. Because my hairline recedes badly. It's a bad gene coming from my dad's side because my dad hairline recedes. My dad's dad hairline recedes. And all of my brothers, maybe except one, I think only one of them has the right type of hairline. The hairline that doesn't recede. So yeah, that's where the bad gene came from.
Well, lucky his mom stepped in and helped him out. I don't have those problems. You know, my hair is long and luxurious. So,
now that we're done with the updates, let's get into today's topic.
Let's do it.
Today's topic is all about getting your shit together.
That's a powerful statement.
I want to say that again. I like how I sound when I said that. Getting your shit together.
It's something about the word shit that just adds an extra, like, ounce of passion to that.
It does. And it's something about getting your shit together that just makes you want to get up and get your shit together.
Like, I need to get, like, you ever sat and just like, I need to get my shit together? And it was like, you really do.
You know what? I haven't sat and said that. I may have thought that, but it just reminds me of one of our old friends. Well, not old friends. She's still a friend of mine. She's still a friend of yours, I'm sure. She used to always say, I got to be a woman about my shit. And that just really, that makes me want to say, I need to be a man about my shit and get my shit together.
Exactly.
So that's where I'm at right now. I'm getting my shit together. Are you getting your shit together?
Of course. Oh, yeah. I'm on track more than I ever been in my life right now.
Okay. So let's talk about the things we are doing to get our shit together and what that means.
All right.
One thing that I'm trying to do as far as getting my shit together is building my spirituality. I think there, when people hear the term spirituality, I think they think more so from a religious aspect. And what people need to realize is that religion and spirituality is two different things. I feel like religion is more so of you practicing, cultures and, you know, different customs and stuff, like practicing a book or something. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're practicing something. I feel like spirituality is more so connecting with yourself and, you know, connecting with your inner soul and who you are and just digging deep to your core and just, you know, operating off your soul.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at now. That's one way how I'm trying to get my shit together, by like building my spirituality. Some things I've been doing, I do a lot of spiritual reading. Like, I read a lot. Like, the other day I was in Barnes & Noble and I spent about 2 hours in Barnes & Noble just looking for a book, and I ended up not leaving with no book at all because I couldn't find anything. I went to the self-transformation section, back to the self-help section, back to the self-transformation section, back to the self-help section, just literally scanning every book and, like, you know, skimming through some books to see if I could find something that, you know, can be help to me building my spirituality.
Of course. Me, on the other hand, as far as getting my shit together, mine is more so on the action part, and mental too, because I have confidence in myself. I know who I am. I know who I want to be and who I want to become. But, you know, there's always doubt and fear that might take over sometimes. So my way of getting my shit together, there's no more doubt, no more fear in me. I had to eliminate that. Now, how do you eliminate that? There is different for everybody.
Right, it is.
Mine is more so on a more organized and action approach. Like you mentioned, Barnes & Nobles. I went to Barnes & Nobles, and, you know, it's ironic that we're talking about getting your shit together. I bought a book called Get Your Shit Together by Sarah Knight. I freaking love her. Her choice of words, you know, along with the way that she explains how you should get your shit together is very, very inspiring. I'm going to share something that she said. When you're trying to work towards a goal, you're trying to achieve something, these three things you must always remember.
Get a pen and paper. Let's go.
Get a pen and paper, everybody. You must first focus. No. I'm sorry. I'm lying. Sorry, Sarah, if you listen. If you ever listen, hopefully one day. The first thing is to strategize, meaning organize your thoughts, organize your to-do list. Organize anything that you need to do, but prioritize it. You know, we try to take a whole cake instead of just cutting slices at a time. You know, sometimes you don't need to eat the whole fucking cake. You can still eat it, but you got to take your time with it. That's how you get diabetes and shit. You don't want that. After that, you have to focus. And when I say focus, I mean, you got to understand where you are within your situation. Focus on it. Understand who you are and where you are and wherever you at in your life. You know, any position. The next thing is to commit. And I love this part. I think I say this part to myself more than all three. When you commit, there's a certain type of discipline that comes with it. You know, sometimes it's not easy to leave that job. It's not easy to tell people no. It's not easy to let people go. You got to commit to what you have to do to become who you are, to get your shit together. That's how it plays out. And that's how I've been getting my shit together. Thanks to that book. Shout out Sarah Knight.
Another way how I've been getting my shit together is by praying a lot. I pray more than anything. Like sometimes when it's like I have something on my mind that I don't know what to do in the situation, I pray. Mm-hmm. And what people don't realize is the importance of prayer and the importance of meditation. I'm going to tell you what I learned based off the two. When you pray, you're asking for something. And when you meditate, you're listening to whatever responses that you need.
I can dig that.
So when you in a situation like for me, like I just said, if I don't know what decision to make or if I feel like I'm lost, I'm stuck, I would pray about it. And then like a lot of times after work, not directly after work, but like maybe after I'd ate, showered and, you know, relaxed a bit, I would sit in my living room, turn on the fireplace and maybe play some type of music and just sit there and just in quiet, not even quiet, but more so just sit there in a relaxed state. Just sit there and just, I guess, just meditate mm-hmm. and meditate. And it just gives me just a peace of mind and because I'm such in a relaxed state. So that's the importance of prayer and meditation. I feel like that's another way how I'm getting my shit together.
Let me think of me. I pray a lot. So I really feel what you were saying about praying is asking for some meditation. You're listening. And I agree with that because I talk a lot to myself. I feel like some people just don't make any sense but myself. And that's how I feel. You know, you might not like it. Oh, well, it's not your show. But with that, that helps me to understand things that I might need to possibly let go. Mm-hmm. You know, the things that you feel like are supposed to be a part of your life, the things that you think you're supposed to have is probably not the life you're supposed to live. You know, I did everything right. I went to college. I got the job as soon as I got out of college, trying to live the life I was told to live. You know, work on getting that 401k, you know, work on retirement, you know, be at a job for 40 years. That's not what I want. So for me to get my shit together and to get what I want, there was a lot of things I had to be willing to let go. Mm-hmm. You can't be afraid to let go. Can't be afraid to know if something's not good for you. Some people might feel like it's good for you, but guess what? They're not living your life. You can't live their life. You have to understand that you want something, and in order for you to get it, you have to be able to program yourself to want it, and then program yourself to do something about it. So, yep. Another thing for me.
Another thing for me on my getting my shit together list is pretty much I want to establish myself as more of an adult. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes I'll be sitting here thinking like it. I'm stuttering. I don't know what I'm stuttering for, but it hasn't really registered to me that I'm like a grown ass man. Mm-hmm. Like I know I'm grown. But it's like, it just sometimes it doesn't register me because I feel like I still make some immature decisions.
So it's like, relate.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm still transitioning to from the phase of being that young adult to a full adult. And I guess even with the haircut and all, it kind of gives me more of an adult look. Mm-hmm. And even last week, Saturday, I went to the mall and I bought more adult clothing. Like I didn't buy any t-shirts. I bought button ups. Like I'm trying to go for that more adult look and I'm trying to do more adult things. Like I don't want to be seen in a club every weekend. I don't want to be seen at no bar every weekend, unless it's one of those upscale bars, but like one of those mediocre bars, I don't want to be seen there anymore. Like mm-hmm. unless I'm just going for a quick meal or something like that. But as far as like a drink or something. Like, I want to be at more of a upscale bar, like more where adults are, not where the young 21 year olds and 22 year olds are at. No, nothing against them, don't get me wrong, but it's like, I've been there.
Get overwhelming, boy. A bunch of 21 year olds around you and you over 25.
Yeah, it's like, overwhelming. I've been there. That's my college days. Like, I'm trying to get out of that college era. Like, I'm post college now, so it's like, I don't want to be around them like that.
Because they doing everything that you already did.
Pretty much.
Like, all right, you know.
I didn't have my. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were.
Because I'm saying, like, when I think about my young 20 days, it's like I done did all of that in a bar. Like, I done had nights in a bar where I done threw up. Fell out in the grass and stuff.
Of course.
Accidentally breaking glass in the bar because I'm drunk and throwing up on the bar's floor. Falling asleep at a bar because I'm extremely drunk. Like, I done did all of that when I was in my younger 20s. It's like, to be in an environment with people that's doing that same thing or seeing. Because one time I went out to one of these bars and this girl was throwing up everywhere. It's like, girl, like, what are you doing? Like, yep. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be in an environment like that no more. I feel like that's beyond me now.
I feel you. I definitely feel you on that. And I was definitely there because Hodge a wild boy. Let me tell y'all, but Hodge a wild boy.
Can we not?
That's a wild boy.
Let's think about our listeners. Let's think about our listeners.
Hodge a wild boy.
No, but seriously, like, and you know, not even to get off talking, but like, remember the party bus? I think that's why I did that, because it's like, okay, I turned 25. That was a few years ago. I'm not 25 now. But I'm saying that party bus situation, like, that was supposed to be my last big club situation, because I didn't want to do it no more. As to why I tried to go out with a bang. Mm. I didn't want to do it no more.
25th birthday was live, too.
Yeah, I wanted to go out with a bang as to why I did the party bus thing. And boy, was I messed up.
We all was messed up. I remember sitting on that bus and it was like lights and they were going really fast and all of a sudden they stopped and I was like, okay, I gotta stop drinking because this is it's getting out of hand.
I just remember on the way back from the club. Like, everybody was just like in their own fucking world. No music was playing, nothing. Really, everybody was like, we passed out. It was quiet
as hell.
Because on the way there, it was like music was playing. Everybody was dancing, drinking, having fun. But on the way back, it was like a ghost town. Exactly. Everybody was quiet.
I know, I was in my corner. I was done.
I don't know. I
was done
exactly
2 hours
did.
Before we left. I was done.
I don't know exactly what I was doing, but I just know that it was quiet.
It was lit before that, though. It was definitely lit. But back on topic. Getting your shit together. Exactly. I actually want to touch on what you were saying, because what you were saying, you want to change your image, you know, be more on the adult side, you know, of things now. And it's funny because, I mean, I'm childish too, but I understand my character can be toxic towards the people that I surround myself with. And it can also be toxic to myself in the direction that I'm trying to go in. So my character, and when I say character, I mean, basically, my personality. I don't feel like my personality. I have a great personality. Everybody loves me. But there's some things that we all have. There's some flaws. Everybody has a flaw, or at least flaws, you know, with an S. Make it plural. And when you think about it, you know, those flaws can be detrimental to your future. You know, sometimes being childish doesn't work. After you 25, you got to switch it up, you know. You know, and I'm learning that, you know. And you know, another thing I'm learning about is selfishness. You know, selfishness is such a big thing today. Like, I think selfishness is something we kind of overlook these days. And I don't really think selfishness is always a bad thing.
It depends on the type of selfishness it is.
Of course. Like, I feel like you should know yourself, but you shouldn't be of yourself. You know, you got to know when to step out and actually, like, you know, do something different than besides doing something for yourself all the time. For instance, when I'm at work, and even recently when I was at home with my little nephew, you know, helping kids with their homework, something like that. That's something I do not want to do, because one, I hate children's homework. It'd be like a whole bunch of complicated ass math,
and it's
that,
like,
I can't understand.
And I don't even want to get off topic or like cut you off. I just want to say this one thing. 1 + 1 is not 2. On a kid's homework,
it's really
you
not.
Have to show how 1 + 1
it's
is
five
two.
Steps before you even
exactly.
get to it. And you know, I don't want to do that, but I'm starting to understand. You know, one day I want kids. One day I'm gonna have to sit, because I'm not gonna have no dumbass child. I'm gonna have to sit with my child one day, and do this homework one day. So it's like, you know, I have to get out that mentality, like even something at work, like, or even at home, like I have to get out that mentality. You know, that's not something I want to do, but one day I'm going to have to provide. One day I'm going to have to be that figure, that person that someone can depend on besides just me. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to work on, can I be more dependable than just for myself? Now, I'm not 100% there. I'm working on it. I'm still selfish as hell. I don't give a damn. Whatever. That's why I'm happy. But I know one day to get where I really want to be and to really what I get, have what I really want to have in life, there's a lot of sacrificing that I'm going to have to make with my character. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we be like, oh, that's just how I am. And it's okay to be who you are. But you got to understand, like I said, know yourself, but don't be of yourself. You're sharing this space with billions of people in the world. It's not always just about you.
I like that. Know yourself, but don't be of yourself.
Of course. I heard a pastor say that. I don't know who said it, so I don't know who to quote, but somebody said it and I heard it and I liked it.
Yeah, I like that. The last thing I want to talk about as far as me getting my shit together is I just want to experience full happiness. I feel like with life, I'm content. Not saying that I'm not happy with it, but I'm just content. I feel like I can be so much happier in life and so much at peace once I fully get my shit together. Mm-hmm. So it's like all the things I named before, if I put my all into getting those aspects where they need to be at, I feel like I can finally reach that ultimate goal of full happiness. So that's where I'm at with getting my shit together. I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, there you have it, folks. Get your shit together. It helps. Makes you happy sometimes and peaceful.
Well, I think it makes you happy all the time, Ward. What do you think?
Getting your shit together definitely makes you, it makes me happy. But sometimes getting your shit together is a process. So you can't always be happy with getting your shit together. But, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Always.
There is light. So when you're trying to get your shit together, have faith that you will get your shit together. So that you can reach that ultimate goal of success, happiness, and all that other good stuff that comes with getting your shit together.
Of course. Remember, strategize, focus, and most importantly, commit. Commit to what you're trying to do. Trying to get your shit together, commit to it.
It's so funny because we've been saying shit throughout this whole thing.
Listen, shit was said a lot. Shit was said a lot.
We said a lot of shit in this episode.
We did say a lot of shit.
We did. We said a lot of shit. Hopefully this shit happens.
We should have started this show with shit by Future.
Shit.
That's my song.
Hopefully you took notes of all the shit we talked about.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, you know.
We ain't got all the answers, but we know something.
Hopefully, you take heed to what was said. And hopefully, you come up with ways to get your shit together. And I'd like you guys to share those ways of how you plan to get your shit together. We have a YouTube channel. You can comment under the video once it's posted.
Making moves.
Yeah. Once it's posted, once the podcast posted on YouTube, you can comment under it on how you can get your shit together. I really would like to hear some responses. You can also email, because I want to read some emails of how you plan to get your shit together. The email is contactmentalstimulation@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram, lk.hodge. Twitter, same thing, lk. I think it's underscore though, but let's say underscore just in case. lk_hodge. You can check out the blog, mentalstimulation.org. Did I say everything?
Yeah. Did you tell my Instagram? You did. Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
There's a mental stimulation podcast also.
Oh, and Instagram. I didn't say the Instagram page for mental stimulation is at, and Twitter. I didn't say everything.
Get your shit together.
I am going to. Mental STIM _. That's what it is. Twitter and Instagram.
Ward. All right. Y'all know me. I'm just DWARVO on Instagram. You can find everything you need to know about me on there.
And also, I mean, you can check out his other podcast, too. Tell him about your other podcast.
I already have. This is not about that. This is about mental stimulation right now. We're going to focus on that. We got to give people something to focus on one at a time.
Okay, well, I was just helping you out there, sir.
Well, since he wants me to, two stupid Virgos divided by what? Whenever you get a chance, people, go look at it. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all that stuff.
And also, get your shit together.
Get your shit
together.
Together. Amen.